Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your faithfulness towards us. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf and all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. And we say glory, honor, adoration. We ascribe unto you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all our previous meetings. Thank you, Lord, for all manners of testimonies that we have had as a result of the meetings. And we say thank you and be thou lifted up. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We commit today's session into your hands. I pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to each and every one of us and that we may have an encounter with you. In the name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, I want to welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will indeed visit you this day, perform His wonders in your lives. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, every obstacle that is standing in your way, they shall be demolished this day in the name of our Lord Jesus. Those that are not demolished, you shall use them as a stepping stone for higher level of glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Indeed, the Lord will shine His light upon you. His countenance will be upon you. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be discussing with you what I title Divine Location. May the Lord divinely locate you in the name of our Lord Jesus. He will take you from where you are to where you should be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. His countenance will be upon you in the name of Jesus. And I'm taking my text from the book of Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 11. Luke 5, reading from 1 to 11. See, one day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the net of it for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." And when he had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the son of Zebedee, Simon's partner. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on the shore, left everything, and followed him. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord divinely position you in the name of Jesus. From this passage that we have read, there are key things I want us to understand based on the title of my message. I want us to know that when you talk about divine location, a divine location is a place chosen by God not you. It's a place chosen by God, not you. It was Jesus that decided to go and preach at the lake of Gennesaret. It was Jesus that decided that out of the two boats there, that he was going to step into the boat of Peter to preach. So brothers and sisters, divine location is not what you select. You have to select it based on the leading of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord guide you to select right in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. May he grant you the grace to follow his instruction, to be where he wants you to be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So it is a place that is chosen by God, not by you. Another thing that we can learn from the passage is that an ordinary situation can be turned around when Jesus stepped in. When Jesus stepped in, he turned an ordinary situation, an ordinary place, to a place of miracle. In the book of Exodus chapter 3, reading from verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, "Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn." So the miraculous happened there. It was just an ordinary place. It was a place he had been doing there several times. But on that day, the Lord appeared to him. May the Lord appear to you this day. May you have an encounter with the Lord this day in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord step into that situation of yours and give you a total turnaround. Make the ordinary extraordinary for you. Make the natural supernatural for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can understand from that passage is that when you are divinely located, it's a place where you receive divine instruction. Jesus told Peter in that verse 4, when he had finished speaking, he said to Peter, "Put out into the deep water and let down the net for a catch." He gave him instruction. So it is a place where we get instruction from God, where we get directives from God. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21 says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" May your ear hear the voice of God in the name of Jesus. Whatever hitherto have hindered you from hearing the voice of God, may the Lord remove such waxes from your ear in the name of Jesus. May you begin to hear him clearly. Every instruction that he gives you, may you hear clearly. And may the Lord grant you the grace to follow such instructions in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can see from this passage is that divine location is not a place for idleness. It's not a place for idleness. The Bible said that Peter had been there all night. In verse 5, Simon Peter answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night." All night they have been working. But at the end of the day, the Almighty God turned their labor into blessing. You will not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. But it's only what is in your hand that God can bless. Are you idle? Write something doing in the house of God. Begin to do something. It's in the place of doing something that God can come and say, "I want to bless you." The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, he said, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human master." So brothers and sisters, you and I cannot afford to be idle. Do something. And as you are doing something, God will turn that place to your divine location and he will visit you and make you to experience a total turnaround in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also, divine location is a place of sacrificial giving. It's a place of sacrificial giving. You can see there in that passage, Peter gave his boat for Jesus to use to preach. That was his greatest asset. His greatest asset, he was ready to give it to Christ. But Jesus did not take the boat and take it away with him. He just used it. So brothers and sisters, whatever you give to God is for your own blessing. If Peter had denied our Lord Jesus Christ from using that boat, the blessing that he got that day wouldn't have gotten it. Some of us are so stingy. We cannot give anybody anything. We can't give God, we can't give man. May the Lord open your eyes to begin to see the benefit of giving. Because as you sow, you will reap. Because everything about this life is about seed and harvest. What you sow is what you reap. If there is no sowing, there cannot be a reaping. So here you can see that Peter was ready to give sacrificially his best asset. He gave it to our Lord Jesus Christ to use for the work of the ministry. May the Lord touch your heart and may you begin to see the benefit of sowing in the name of our Lord Jesus. And I say that as you sow, you shall reap in the name of our Lord Jesus. You will not plant another person's harvest. The Lord will increase your harvest. The seed for you to sow, he will give unto you. The seed for you to eat, he will give unto you. But you will not turn your seed into a fruit in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Another thing that we can see from that passage is that when you are divinely located, it's a place of self-discovery. You begin to know who you are. You can see there in that passage, in that verse 8, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knee and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." He was able to know that he had been a sinful man. It's a place of self-discovery. Lamentation chapter 3 verse 40 says, "Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord." It's a place of self-discovery. It's a place where you realize that you need to be more fervent for the Lord. It's a place where you come to realization that you need to be more passionate about the things of the kingdom. And may you get to that location in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. It's also a place of fulfillment of his word. The word of our Lord came to pass. He told him that put into the deep, let down their net for a catch. And indeed, he had a catch. May the promises of God be real in your lives, in the name of Jesus, that with the Lord has promised you, may you be able to receive them in the name of Jesus. Your blessings will not be denied you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of our Lord Jesus. It's also a place where frustration is terminated. Have you been frustrated? The Lord will terminate every form of frustration in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Almighty God will give you a new lease of life. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, no more frustration, no more disappointment, no more failure. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And is a place of worship. Is a place of worship. Is a place of worship. You can see there Peter fell before Jesus Christ. He knelt down unto Jesus. Is a place you worship. Is a place you acknowledge his kingship, his lordship in your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, if you have heard this word today, I want to ask you, are you at the right location? Do you know where you are? Because if you don't know where you are, you may be at the wrong place. For you to be able to do so, to know where you are, you need to have an encounter with Jesus. Peter here had an encounter with Jesus, and there was a turnaround for him. So why don't you accept Jesus today as your Lord and Savior, and just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. I acknowledge that I have sinned. I come back to you today and I say, forgive me my sins. Wipe away my sins. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen." Father, I thank you for this, your children that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I say, have mercy upon them in the name of Jesus. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, Father, be with them, keep them, guide them, direct them. Perfect their will concerns them. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.